Hello? Hello?
Mary, I'm Connie with Opinion Research. We are conducting an opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions. Are you registered to vote in Florida, sir?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And are you registered as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Republican.
Thank you so much. House Bill 49, currently being considered by the Florida legislature, proposes to change child labor law by allowing employers to schedule 16 and 17-year-old workers past 11 p.m. on a school night and more than 30 hours in a school week. Do you support or oppose this bill?
I oppose that bill.
Thank you. The Florida Supreme Court recently removed the right of crime victims to prevent their name from being publicly disclosed. Would you support or oppose legislation to give crime victims back the right to conceal their names?
Yes, I would support that.
And would you say somewhat support or strongly support?
I'm sorry?
And will you somewhat support or strongly support?
Well, I would support it. If it comes up to a vote, I would vote to support
Thank
that.
Thank you so much. And some police officers previously claimed they were crime victims when using physical or deadly force. Would you support or oppose legislation that gives crime victims the right to conceal their names but does not allow police officers who use physical or deadly force to conceal their names?
No, they definitely need to conceal their names. I'm a former police officer. Yeah, they're doing their job. Their name doesn't need to be put out there.
Thank you so much, sir. And do you feel your state and local tax burden in Florida is much too high, a little high, about right, or low?
A little high.
Thank you. In terms of providing public services, do you feel a state and local government in Florida expend tax revenue in an efficient manner or expend tax and revenue in a wasteful manner?
Wasteful manner.
Thank you. A shortage of veterinarians has made it harder for pet owners to get appointments or find emergency care, especially in rural areas. Would you support or oppose state legislation to give animal owners and veterinarians more flexibility to use telehealth video services as an additional tool, a working relationship to ensure animals receive necessary care and treatment?
Yeah, I would support that.
Thank you. The cost of veterinary care has increased more than 10% annually, putting care out of reach for many pet owners. Would you support or oppose legislation to expand the availability of telehealth video services to help lower costs and reduce the need for expensive trips to emergency animal hospitals?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Telemedicine offers convenient, accessible care for animals at home, included at night and weekends when most clinics are closed. Telemedicine is especially helpful for senior citizens, disabled people, and people without a vehicle. Do you support or oppose expanding legal options for veterinarians and pet owners to use telemedicine?
Huh. I guess I would support that. I'm kind of on the fence on that.
Thank you so much, sir. Veterinary PAs are like a physician's assistant trained to support veterinarians. Would you support or oppose a state law establishing the Veterinary Professional Associate profession, enabling people with a master's degree in veterinary care to perform routine checkups, diagnosis, procedures, and treatments while under the supervision of a licensed veterinarian?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Do you believe a state and local government should or should not be required to publish public notices in the printed and online newspaper on a regular basis?
Yeah, the prisoner shouldn't get anything while they're in prison.
Thank you. And how likely do you think you will be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Well, you're going to have to repeat that one. You lost me on that one.
It's okay. How likely do you think you would be to seek out public notices if they were posted on a government website and not available in a printed or online newspaper? Would you be very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
You said public officers?
Public notices. Seek out public notices.
I can't understand. Seek out public what?
Notices.
Notices.
Yes.
Notices. Notices. Yeah, notices. I don't support inmates. I mean, I don't support anything going. I mean, they're in jail. They shouldn't have any rights in jail for the most part. So anything if it costs money for them to access anything, they don't need it. You know, in jail. So I'm not really sure exactly what you're asking, but I'm opposed. I don't even think they should have TVs in prisons, but it's prison.
Okay. Thank you so much, sir. A recent study found that Florida's vacation rental industry generates over $31 billion in state economic activity each year. How important do you feel vacation rentals are to Florida's economy? Are they very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important
at
all?
They're very important.
Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out their primary home on a short-term basis when they are out of town?
Absolutely, they should have that right.
Thank you. And do you feel Floridians should or should not have the right to rent out a secondary home or investment property as a vacation rental?
Absolutely, they should have that right.
Thank you. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Okay, say that one more time for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you feel regulations regarding vacation rentals should or should not be consistent throughout the state?
Yes, they should be.
Thank you. Do you know how to swim?
Yes.
Do you think every child should or should not to learn to swim as a basic life skill?
Yeah, of course I do, but not at my expense. I'll teach my kids to swim. You teach yours to swim if you. I think you ought to know how to swim, but not at taxpayers' money.
Understand. Generally speaking, sir, do you think that Florida's public schools are on the right track or on the wrong track?
On the wrong track.
Thank you. Please tell me if you agree or disagree with the following statement. Teachers should have the right to strike for better wages and working conditions without legal or professional consequences. You agree, strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
I somewhat disagree on that. No, I somewhat agree on that they should have the right.
Okay. Thank you, sir. I will read two statements about Florida's school curriculum. After hearing each, please tell me which comes closer to your opinion. The first one says, public schools must offer a diverse and comprehensive curriculum that incorporates broader concepts such as identity and society into learning. And statement two says, public schools should just stick to a traditional curriculum only teaching reading, writing, and math. Which one comes closer to your opinion?
The second one.
Thank you, sir. In your community, have you personally faced challenges in finding housing that is affordable to you, yes or no?
No, I haven't.
Has anyone in your extended family or a friend ever faced housing insecurity or struggled to find affordable housing in Florida?
Yes, everyone. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And do you believe or not believe claims made by business owners in your community that they are having difficulty finding workers due to the lack of affordable housing in the area?
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that one. I don't have an opinion on that because I don't know what the reason is. I just know that the cost of and everything has gone so high that, you know, people can't, they're having to get two and three other people to live with so they can afford their or whatever.
Understand. Thank you, sir. Do you feel that local governments in Florida do or do not have a responsibility to actively address the need for more workforce housing?
No.
Okay. And do you believe Florida's local governments should or should not take more decisive action at the local level through zoning, permits, and density adjustments of reform to alleviate restrictions that currently develop a affordable housing?
No, that's not where the that's not the problem. The problem is inflation. So that's not the problem.
Thank you, sir. If an elected official at the local or state level strongly advocated for programs aimed at creating more financially affordable housing options for working class families, including essential town workers such as firefighters, police, and teachers, how would that affect your vote? More likely to vote for them, less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your voting decision?
It would depend on where the money's coming from. If it's coming out of my pocket, then yeah, I would be totally against it. You know, I've worked hard to get where I'm at and to make a ton of sacrifices to get where I'm at financially. And I shouldn't have to pay somebody else. I should have my tax money shouldn't go to help somebody else who didn't make those sacrifices. So I don't know how.
I understand. Thank you so much. And finally, there is a proposed amendment to the state constitution titled Requirement to Expand Medicaid Eligibility. It will require the state to provide Medicaid coverage to individuals over age 18 and under age 65 whose incomes are at or below 138% of the federal poverty level and who meet other eligibility requirements.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's a no on that for me.
So you would vote no to reject the amendment? That's the question.
Oh, no, I would. What to, mm-hmm. an amendment to increase it? That's the amendment. Mm-hmm. Is to increase it? No, I would vote against increasing it for Medicaid.
Okay, thank you so much. Just a few statistical purposes. Sir, and what is your age?
60.
Thank you so much. Which of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, African American, Hispanic,
white.
Asian, or older? Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself Cuban American?
No.
Thank you. Do you currently have a child enrolled in a Florida public school?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Well, with this, we conclude our survey. Thank you for your time and cooperation, and thank you for your kindness helping me with this question, sir. Happy holidays.
You're welcome.